Thanks for downloading my marriage podcast. Consider subscribing so that you don't miss out on any episode. Also, remember that you can follow me on social media at mymarriagepodc1 on Instagram. And also remember to support this podcast with your donations at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. If you'd love to be a guest on this show, you can always reach out to me on Instagram or send an email to maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of my marriage podcast. Consider subscribing if you haven't subscribed yet, and also please support this podcast with your donations by going to patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. My name is Uche Ali, and on today's episode, we'll be talking about the importance of transparency in marriage. Transparency in marriage cannot be overemphasized. When we talk about transparency, it means being plain, being open. And a lot of men don't understand that if you want to have peace of mind, if you want to enjoy your marriage, if you want to find love in your marriage, there is a need for you to be transparent. Transparency is a deal breaker in marriage. It is not something that can be managed. If you want your home to be a happy place, you need to be as open as a book. Let me tell you something. The moment you start complaining that your spouse does not trust you, it only means that you are not transparent enough. Once you're transparent, there will be no issue of trust in your marriage. And the truth is, there is no relationship that can really stand the test of time when there is no transparency. So you need to be open through your actions. There is no way your wife will truly know what you are up to if you are not being open. You need to be as plain as a book. You need to be very honest. You should not say one thing and do another. So the fact that you've been married for years does not mean that automatically your wife is going to trust you. It does not mean automatically your husband is going to trust you. But it is through your actions every day that will make it easy for you to earn the trust of your spouse. So you need to be transparent. There is no hanky-panky. There is no hidden game. I'll give you an example. If, for instance, before, you normally answer your phone call in the presence of your wife, and then all of a sudden, anytime you have a phone call, you need to go and hide to pick up that call, or when your wife is around and you have a call, you don't feel comfortable, you're shivering while answering that call, then you're not being transparent. If you cannot leave your phone with your wife, or you, the woman, cannot leave your phone with your husband, or you cannot even be comfortable letting your wife or letting your husband to know your password, then you are not being transparent. The Bible says the man will leave his father and his mother and will stick to his wife, and they will become one flesh. So the moment both of you get married, you become one. And this means that there will be nothing hidden between both of you. There is nothing at all hidden between both of you. The moment you both have to start hiding something, it is as good as both of you ending that relationship. In marriage, there is nothing like privacy. There is nothing at all like privacy. Your wife should be able to access your phone at any time. Your wife should be able to access your email. Your wife should be able to access your social media accounts. Your wife should be able to see the activities you do on social media. There should be nothing hidden. That is what is called transparency. Your wife should be able to go to your phone at any time. Even if it has a password, your wife should be the first person to know that password. Your wife should be able to access your phone at any time. Your wife should know every detail about you. If you're not at home at any time, your wife should be able to see exactly where you are at any point in time. That is what is called transparency in marriage. A relationship where there's transparency, I tell you, love will live there. Happiness will live there. Joy will live there. So if you want to have peace of mind, especially as a man, you need to be as transparent as a glass cup. Your wife should be able to vouch for your honesty at any point in time. A marriage whereby you and your spouse cannot vouch for yourselves, I tell you, it is a matter of time before that marriage will collapse. And there will be no peace in that marriage. The woman will always nag. The man will always be unhappy because there is no transparency in that marriage. So transparency is a deal breaker in marriage. It is not something that can just be swept under the carpet. If you know that you cannot be transparent, you love your privacy, you love to be secretive, then you have no business getting married. Then remain single. But if you must be married, if you must bring another person into your life to become your better half, then you must be open to that person. Regardless of how bitter that truth is, you need to be open. That is what is going to save your marriage. That is what is going to ensure that there is happiness in your home. But a lot of men do not understand this. They still want to have their privacy while being married. This does not work. Privacy have no business in marriage. It has no business at all in marriage. So it's either you remain a bachelor and have all the privacy in the world that you want. But if you must be married, then there is nothing like privacy. You need to be open as possible to your wife. So, privacy has no business in marriage. And you need to earn trust. You need to earn it. Trust is not something that comes up automatically. If, for instance, you're going out, you do not tell your wife where you're going to, you keep late night, she cannot even account for where you've been all through the day. She cannot account for what you do outside your home. She cannot account for what you do when you're not with her. Then there's no transparency. There's no transparency. She can't be happy with you. Same goes for the woman. Marriage means being open. Being open. She should be able to know what you're doing when you are outside the home. In fact, immediately you come back home, you should be able to tell her everything that happened to you during the day. But that does not mean that immediately you come back, you start saying, oh, this happened, this happened. You need to take your time, study her, know when is the right time, you communicate and let her know all the things that happened to you during the day. So it is very important. Transparency can save your marriage. Transparency can save your marriage. You need to be as transparent as a book. The moment your spouse can vouch for you, your spouse knows you in and out, I tell you, there will be peace of mind in your marriage. There are some women today, they don't even know the actual job that their husband is doing. Some of them, it is when their husband is being caught for, you know, for something wrong by the law, that is when they actually now know the exact job that their husband is doing. But this should not be so. As a woman or as a man, you're the first person entitled to know all the secrets of your spouse. Nothing should be hidden. The moment there is no transparency, it means you are doing something wrong. You are doing something that you're not supposed to be doing. That is the reason you are not transparent. Remember Adam and Eve? It was when they sinned that they knew they were naked and they started hiding themselves from God. So it is when you have sinned, you have done something you're not supposed to do in your marriage, that is when you stop being transparent. You start hiding. You start hiding things from your spouse. So if you must enjoy your marriage, if you must earn the trust of your spouse, if you want to have a happy home, if you want to experience peace in your marriage, then transparency cannot be negotiated in your marriage. It can never be negotiated. You need to come clean. You need to be transparent. You need to be open. Because you and your wife have become one. You are no longer two flesh. You have become one flesh. So whatever you do, your wife should know. Whatever your wife does, you should know. Both of you are not supposed to hide anything at all from yourselves. But if you start cheating on your wife, can you tell her? Is it possible for you to tell her? Or if your wife starts cheating on you, is it possible for her to tell you? This is when transparency begins to go away from the relationship. When you start doing what you're not supposed to do, such as cheating on your spouse, there's no way you can be transparent. Because you cannot come back home and say, oh, darling, do you know I want to sleep with one lady? Darling, do you know I want to sleep with one man? So, if you must be transparent, it also means you must live a godly life. You must live a life as a married man. You must live a life that shows that you are in a relationship you value, that you are in a relationship with a woman that you value, that you are in a relationship with a man that you value. So when you do this, you will be able to be transparent. And when you know that transparency is not negotiable in marriage, this will guide you not to do things or take actions that you cannot be proud to tell your spouse about. So transparency is going to help you to save your marriage. is going to help you to have peace in your marriage. So you should not be transparent before. Going forward from today, learn to be transparent to your wife. Learn to be transparent to your husband. This will help you both to enjoy and have peace in your marriage.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of My Marriage Podcast. Remember to subscribe so that you get notified when a new episode is out. Check out for a new episode every Monday on Move TV if you are in Nigeria and on Friday on your favorite podcast app. Remember that you can help this podcast to grow by sharing it and also by letting others find it when you leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast app. Please also support My Marriage Podcast by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mymarriagepodcast. You can also find My Marriage Podcast on Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Blu-ray, Speaker, Stitcher, Buzzsprout, SoundCloud, YouTube, and any other podcast app. Connect with me on Instagram at mymarriagepodc1 and on email at maritallifeissues@gmail.com. Before I go, I'd like to say that the joy stealers will never steal the joy in your home, that the home breakers will never break your home, that your marriage will last forever, and you will keep on finding peace and joy in your home. In Jesus' name, amen.